country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Country yes, indeed, a country boy can survive. This is your slightly hoarse country boy up here in North Dakota, James Kelso, your host for the next hour on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Here on April 20. All right, it's the 24th, April 24th, 2020. And if you want to join in, we've got some observations you want to share with our audience. 800-313-9443. Please excuse my hoarseness here. I'm not sick or anything like that. I'm just burned out my voice in the last 24 hours, and I'll be fine tomorrow. Here we are, and this is our Friday show. We'll be back with you on Sunday for our two-hour Sunday spectacular run, Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Skip Saturday and come back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, let's see. What are some of the things we could talk about today? Gee, let's see. Can you think of something to talk about, folks? Let's see, what could we talk about? The China flu? How about that? Okay, all right, we'll talk about the China flu. And the, you know, it's a stunning thing when you think about this. It was only, I don't know how long ago was it that this wasn't even an issue? It's like 2 months ago. It's a matter of weeks. A matter of weeks ago, the economy was roaring. Nobody was worried about whatever the hell the Chinese were doing or not doing in Wuhan. Nobody was worrying about Chinese bats or Chinese dictators, at least not in this vein. Donald Trump was worrying about Chinese dictators a lot. And that may be one reason for the way China has very deliberately targeted Donald Trump's economy. I think we will find that the communist Chinese government correctly has identified Donald Trump as the most lethal threat to their dictatorship. He is their number one target. And the a lot of things that have happened here as regards this Wuhan flu are not accidental. They're not an acts of nature or acts of God. I think very much of what's happened here was launched deliberately by the Red Chinese government, including the things that are going on now. By the way, before I get too far into the show, you know, I'm here in North Dakota, and like people in all over the country, in areas outside of New York City, if you're in any place except New York City and Newark and Bergen, you know, if you're anywhere except in the vicinity of Long Island and the Hudson River, there's not much of a Chinese flu going on. There's not much of an epidemic going on. And I'll tell you what, let me put this out there. I don't know. Have you heard anybody say this? I think we could call it the Wuhan flu, the Chinese flu. We could also call it the subway flu. Because I'm getting the feeling that this huge number of people that, well, it's not huge actually, but the very disproportionate number of New York City and environs people who have succumbed to this flu got it on the subway. Because that's the common denominator. If you live in Bergen or Newark, you live on Long Island, and how do you get around in New York City? People don't own cars. You get around in the subway. Have any, those of you who've ridden the subway can picture what I'm talking about. You're packed in there at rush hour. You're packed in like sardines, cheek to jowl, butt up against each other. Everybody's grabbing onto the same railings. There are millions of people going through the subway in the course of any day. And you couldn't, if you had to come up with a virus incubator, you couldn't come up with anything better than the New York subway system. It's dark, which virus loves. It's dry, which virus loves. It's constant extended contact of bazillions of people, which virus loves. And I think at the end of, if this ever is discovered, I think the subway might be the common denominator, or one of them. Anyway, the let me get a few of my reference websites that I use for this matter. But you know, we had so many more interesting things to talk about 2 months ago, with Trump roaring towards victory on November 3rd, and the very definite hope, possibility that he would carry on his coattails a majority in the House of Representatives. Add that to the majority in the Senate, we'd be back in business, folks. The Trump train would be clickety-clack down the track for 4 years, in which enormous things could be done. The Wuhan virus. The Chinese need to get rid of Donald Trump, because he is the one man in modern history, the one man. I mean, there are, you know, intellectuals, writers, you know, researchers, Peter Navarro, for example. But Peter Navarro was not famous or powerful or influential until Donald Trump put him at his right hand in the as an advisor on China. Donald Trump is the man who has nailed the Chinese dictators. And they know it. Don't think they don't know it. And so they are, you know, they are born to lie. That's all they do. So whatever the smiling, the statements, all that, it's all BS. They want Donald Trump taken out. And they have no conscience. We know this about the Chinese dictators also. They kill people routinely in large numbers. And they are driven by fanatical ideology. Fanatical hatred of us, a desire for revenge in their minds, revenge against Western civilization, which they feel wounded and they feel the victim of Western. They go all the way back to the Boxer Rebellion and the Opium Wars. They obsess about things that, it's like liberals in the United States who obsess about slavery, you know, and they'll accuse you of being, you're guilty of slavery. Even if you're ancestors, like in the state here of North Dakota, the Norwegians who came here after the Civil War. They came from Norway. They didn't have anything to do with slavery, but liberals are going to look at them, you know, you enslaved the blacks. You must pay reparations. Well, the Chinese think the same way. We don't have anything to do with the opium wars or colonialism or anything else that occurred 200 years ago. But the Chinese, they obsess on this. So they're going to get even. And all right, let's go here to let's pick out a few of our favorite websites here. Let me go to the Johns Hopkins website. And still, I'm sad to report here, and please excuse my hoarse voice. I'm okay. It's just hard to listen to a gravelly-voiced radio host. Let us go to the... Though they're changing their website here. Oh, I'm at coronavirus.gov. How did I get there? Wow, okay. That's a waste of my time to go there, that's for sure. Let me go to the Johns Hopkins website, which is also full of BS, but it's a little bit, there's a little bit more that you can see there. All right, and sad to say, the president still has not gotten the word about Sweden. Encouraging news, I think it was Laura Ingraham last night on her show who specifically covered Sweden and the fact that the Swedes are doing better than other European countries without losing their freedom. They're actually health-wise, they're healthier than their European cousins. And they did not give up their freedom. And they are acquiring now, or may have already acquired, herd immunity, which means they're done with this virus. We're not. Thank you, Anthony Fauci, you little squirrel. It's coming back. It's coming back for us because we never have established, thanks to Fauci and thanks to Deborah Birx. Let us look here and see how the this continues. Sweden's current death toll, as it were, is, this has stayed the same. This is 2,152, a nation of 11 million people. Let's go up the list here a little bit to Belgium. Okay, also a neighboring, nearby nation of 11 million, same income and social status and so on, 6,679. So it's a 3.5-to-1 ratio that stayed approximately the same throughout. Lockdown nation, 3.5 times more fatalities. Loss of their freedom and no herd immunity. Wow, that's not a good deal. Sweden has the model of successful fight against this flu. And by the way, there's nothing innovative or novel or breathtaking about the Swedish approach. It's the one we've always used, boys and girls, forever. Since before we had modern doctors, before we had Anthony Fauci's or Deborah Birx's, this is the way our people, and how did we fight viruses? Well, we fought them with our immune systems, which have evolved magnificently and beautifully to do just that. And the reason that we know this is an experiment that's been going on for a long time, over 50,000 years. It's a long experiment. And it's an experiment in which every single human who ever lived was a participant. The reason we know that this immune system remedy for viruses works is you're listening to me and I'm listening to you. And that's the proof that it worked. So somebody ought to tell Anthony Fauci that. But, you know, it doesn't do any good to tell him that because then he's, if that's true, what I just said, we don't need Anthony Fauci. And he'd have to get a real job. And he'd have to stop lying. And he'd have to retract all the papers and everything he's ever done and all his activity dealing with HIV and SARS and everything else, every other thing that he got wrong, and every other hysterical panic that he started over diseases. Okay, so let me write it down here, give it a latest total, 6,679 in Belgium, and then we'll go back here. Sorry, I didn't write it down on Sweden. It was 2,150, so roughly 3.5 to 1. And that's continued, that's persisted. Both nations are, phasing out of the virus. So, but the Belgians are going to come out of it without being immune. The Swedes are going to be immune. So there you go. I just keep coming back to that model, that example. I watched on, was it Laura Ingraham? She showed this absolute puke. What's her name, the short-haired lady on what, I don't know if she's CNN or MSDNC. I'll remember her name in just a second. Mad Cow. Rachel Maddow. Rachel Maddow. She's one of these people who has fooled the president. I think the president has been fooled by Deborah Birx and people like Rachel Maddow that somehow Sweden's doing poorly. And what they do is they cherry pick a few nations that actually have a lower death total than Sweden. And even on a per capita basis, there are a few. And then they use that as a comparison. You know, what is that? What's that aphorism? It's figures don't lie, but liars figure. Goes something like that. If you cherry pick numbers, you know, you can always put a graph up that will somehow make your point. But then Laura Ingraham said, oh, not so fast, Rachel, mad cow. Let's compare. Let's make a real comparison of Sweden with nations like France, Britain, and Belgium. And Sweden is doing much better than any of those nations, not just in the lower fatality, 3 to 1, 4 to 1, much better. It's also saved its freedom, and it's acquired herd immunity. So now why do I'm dwelling on this, I'm obsessing on this, and the reason is, maybe you've talked to me on the phone, and by the way, my phone number is 701-317-5317. Anytime you want to call me and talk to me, I talk to listeners often. Because, folks, this is the worst news we've had in the Trump administration. This is the worst news to affect the Trump movement, the Trump phenomenon. This is bad. And by this, I mean that if Donald Trump, he's got to end the lockdown. He's got to end it. When? Yesterday. How slowly does he need to end it? Not slowly, immediately. From coast to coast, everything must be open, just as it is in Sweden. And then we can do what the Swedes did. The Swedes are just using common sense and their high intelligence. We can do what Andrew Cuomo did not do. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, actually gave an executive order ordering old folks' homes, requiring that they readmit China flu patients who are discharged from hospitals. They were required to put them back in this worst place you could put them. And they were, the old folks' homes were not consulted. They were not, there was no preparation made. It was just a dumb ass order from a dumb ass Andrew Cuomo. And it killed thousands of people. People just figured this out. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it the worst.
Yes, we do need it the worst. Ungrammatical as that may be, it's true. And let me, you know, throughout this show, we got Stuart in Florida. I'm going to go to Stuart in just a moment. Stuart, hang in. We'll get you there. Throughout this, you know, portion of our show dealing with the Chinese flu, I've asked, you know, what's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? You know, what's clear is that the Chinese have a huge motive to get rid of Donald Trump. The American lamestream media has a huge motive, burning motive to get rid of, obsession to get rid of Donald Trump. Those two groups, the Chinese communists and the American communists, their interests overlap perfectly. And that's what we're witnessing. And I am saying to anybody who can get the word to Donald Trump, please offload Debbie Birx. Please offload Anthony Fauci. Please, please somehow get in touch with a real epidemiologist like Knut Witkowski, like, now I've got to remember some names, David Katz, I believe his name is. Those two, and there are not a lot of these folks, people that are out of line, that are out of step, that are independent thinkers who are not part of the medical mafia that is hosing you. You're being hosed. We're being hosed. Somebody get to Donald Trump. Somebody with brains like Peter Navarro or Stephen Miller. One of these really smart people around the president. Please consider this obvious glaring fact that Sweden is doing better than anybody. Please look at it yourself. Don't listen to this nurse ratchet, Deborah Birx. Please don't listen to her. Think for yourself. Don't let her intimidate you with her blah, 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 blah about triangulating the R or some other stupid professional baloney. Look at the facts. The Swedes are playing in their playgrounds. Their children are going to school. Their old folks are playing checkers and chess and badminton, and they're playing golf. They're out in the sun. The Swedes love the sun. They have so little of it. They love it. They're getting all the sun they can here in the spring. They're traveling. They're having parties. And they're not dying. They're not having any kind of an emergency at all. Oh, they're taking care of their old folks. Oh, I left this thought incomplete. They're doing what intelligent people would do. Well, who's vulnerable here in our society? Old people with comorbidities, that is, great-grandma and great-grandpa, who also already have diabetes, already have had cancer, like Elizabeth Warren's older 86-year-old brother. He had already had cancer, already had pneumonia, and now she's, you know, moaning that her brother has died of 86 years old, dies of coronavirus. So the Swedes say, let's protect our old people, so let's keep them in a nice environment until this flu washes through our society. So that's the only quarantining they've done. And it's not even quarantining. It's just, let's be protective of our old people, which Andrew Cuomo wasn't. He sent the patients, coronavirus patients, out of the hospital back to old folks' homes with no protection, no preparation, nothing. And quite predictably, thousands of old people in the state of New York died. Thank you, Andrew Cuomo. You killed them with your order. You ordered them, you dictator. You ordered the old folks' homes, which didn't want to take them back. You ordered them to take them back with no preparation or quarantining of any kind. So what a hypocrite. You're like your little brother, Chris, who's out tootling around Long Island, looking at his properties when he's doing shows every day, pretending he's in his basement, pretending he's boo-hoo. He's getting all emotional and showing off his bounteous muscles. What a joke. Well, that's what we've got. And so the president, somebody, please, Peter Navarro, Stephen Miller, somebody, sit the president down and say, look, let's go over here and look at these numbers at Kelso, and anybody can look at them. Let's get out your pen and a piece of paper. Is the number, let me get my numbers here, or did I write it down? The relative numbers here. Is the number 2,152 smaller than the number 6,679 in Belgium? Yes, it's a lot smaller. So what does that mean? It means lockdown is stupid.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior
prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Let me bring back to you. I'm going to talk to Stuart here in Florida in just a moment. In fact, let me go right now to Stuart in Florida. Stuart, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Kelso.
I forgot what part of Florida you're in.
I'm down near Miami.
Okay, I know that part of Florida very well. I used to live in West Palm Beach.
A little bit.
And the Donald Trump has. Yeah, Donald Trump's got a great.
Lauderdale
and mine. So here's the, you folks down in Florida and your governor, Ron DeSantis, a patriot governor, you have the liberal pukes were all saying that you were going to have a horrendous death toll when the tidal wave of death, when it rolled out of New York City and rolled down to Florida, you people, because you have all these old people, you have many, many more old people in Florida. It's a bigger state than New York to begin with. You have many, many old people in Florida. So they were sure you're going to have a tidal wave of death, and you don't. You don't at all. And there's no great emergency in Florida. There's no great tidal wave of death going on, folks. And this is true all over the country, including California, that liberal haven, California, that I grew up in. There's no tidal wave of death. The New York City, we might as well call it the subway flu, the Andrew Cuomo flu, the Bill de Blasio flu, and the now, and let me share with you, Stuart, I don't know if you heard me on the show the other day. There's an economist named Steve Kates, K-A-T-E-S. He's a brilliant, brilliant conservative economist. I think he teaches at the University of Melbourne in Australia. And he's associated with the Ludwig von Mises Institute also. He is a genius, and he has calculated what the cost to our society is of this insane Deborah Birx-originated shutdown, this lockdown, insanity, this cootie freakout from this woman, and which she, I believe she has sold this to Donald Trump. I believe she has, you know, I don't know how she's done it. But the cost, Steve Kates, and please, somebody get this information to Donald Trump. He has calculated the cost per life saved. You put that in ironic quotes, because the lives that you're saving aren't young babies or you know, teenagers. These are people on the average 80 years old, who are on their very last lap in life any way you slice it. And so their life was saved maybe for, you know, a week, maybe for a month, maybe for a year, certainly not in any case for anything like 10 or 20 years. So the cost per such life saved, according to economist Steve Kates, is 330, wait, oh,
over 300,000.
Oh no, over $300 million each.
Wow.
Now you think I'm making that up, but I'm not. And let me give you another, and that was a figure that he calculated with high-end mathematical models and, you know, thinking and so on 2 weeks ago. Most of the money that's been spent blown on this lockdown has happened actually in the last 2 weeks. And I ran the numbers. Get this. This time, instead of comparing Sweden with Belgium, because you can't come up with any lives saved. Belgium has had 3.5 times more lives lost, so there are no lives saved by anybody's lockdown. So instead, I compared the Swedish number of deaths with America, with us. So now it's a Sweden versus the United States comparison. And if you take the Swedish death toll of 2,152 people and multiply it times the multiplier reflecting our relative population, 30 times, the Swedish death toll, if they were as large a nation as we are, would be 60,000 dead people. Now, as you and I sit here, we've got a death toll of 51,000. In my book, that's damn near the same. It's, you know, within a margin of error, the same death toll. But now let's apply Steve Kates' formula, 9,000. It is 9,000 less. So let's say 9,080-year-olds got to live. This is called the burden of death in epidemiology and in science, the burden of death. Lived a very short time, more, 9,000 of them. If you divide those 9,000 lives, those oldsters, into a total cost so far blown of $20 trillion. And that's got to be a low estimate of how much American life savings have been lost, probably permanently. $20 trillion. You divide 9,000 people into $20 trillion, and the cost per life saved, folks, you're going to think I started smoking funny cigarettes. No. This is the actual cost to you. This is no joke. You're going to have to pay this. For each one of these oldsters that we saved, in ironic quotes, the cost is just shy of not $300 million each. It's just shy of $2 billion. The number has gone up since Steve Kates did his calculation. It's not 300 million anymore. It's 1 billion 900 million. Now, folks, you can't do that. Mr. Trump, if you're listening to this, you can't do that. You can't save a life, quote unquote, for over $1 billion each. You will destroy. The life you saved is the nation that you killed, the civilization that you killed. It's so easy to calculate. I mean, just to make a sort of ridiculous example, suppose some, well, you can make up any example you want. You can't have an infinite. No life is worth infinity. No life is worth destroying everybody else's life. And so I love this guy, the Lieutenant Governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, 70 years old. He went on the Tucker Carlson show, and he's taken all kinds of crap for saying this. He said, I don't have this virus, but I certainly, you know, I'm like previous generations. We risked things. We fought in World War II. Was that risky? My dad was trained to be a B-17 pilot. Getting into a B-17 in World War II, folks, was like basically getting into a coffin. But these young men volunteered to do that by the millions. What, now we've got a generation where any risk is absolutely unacceptable. We can't have any risk to anybody. But Dan Patrick said, I'm willing to take a slight risk, a very slight risk, that I might catch a virus that might end my life. I'm very willing to take that risk if it means I save the civilization of my children and my grandchildren and all my future descendants, the whole reason I've ever lived, my whole reason for being Dan Patrick, my whole reason for living to the age of 70 was so that my children and their children's children could have a beautiful, prosperous, free nation instead of grinding just to save my sorry, sad 70-year-old ass. I'm going to destroy the life of all future generations. He said, that's stupid. And that's the spirit. That's the right spirit. That's exactly the spirit of some courage. We can't. Who started this? We've never done this before. And Stuart, I want to ask everybody in the audience this question. And Mr. President, if you're listening, Peter Navarro, if you're listening, Stephen Miller, if you're listening, why are we following a program that no nation in history has ever followed? This shutdown, lockdown, and it gets even crazier. Thank God for the Swedes. At least one nation said this is stupid. But only one nation. Every other nation has gone down this stupid, insane road of locking down their economy. And thanks to the Swedes, and by the way, the left is very freaked out about Sweden, which used to be their favorite nation. Now they're really pissed at the Swedes because the Swedes are exposing their lie. They're exposing the lie of the lockdown. They're exposing the fact that we never needed to do this, that it was insane to do this. And by the way, Stuart, consider this. If this lockdown for this flu, which is not even a bad flu, I've never seen a sick person in North Dakota. There aren't any sick people up here. I was in the hospital a week ago. It's empty. It's empty. Just like that Comfort Navy ship, hospital ship on the Hudson River. It's empty. The Javits Center, with a 2,000-bed largest hospital in the world, is empty. In New York City, it's empty. This, folks, you have been getting a truckload of horseshit. This is a lie that's being foisted upon you. If George Orwell were alive today, he would be livid. He would be saying, I told you, I told you. If your enemy controls the means of communication, they can control your thinking. I've been amazed, Stuart. I've got neighbors who believe this garbage. I had a neighbor. There's no lockdown order in North Dakota. Let me just tell you. Are you there, Stuart? Oh, I lost Stuart. Okay, let me talk to everybody, including Stuart. I have neighbors who won't go outside. There's no lockdown order in North Dakota. None. The Governor Burgum has not said, don't go outside. But folks, this is the power of brainwashing. I know people that are great people, conservative people who won't go outside their house. And it's sunny. It's 70 degrees today in North Dakota, 65, 70 degrees, beautiful, bright sun. It's crazy not to go outside today. Nobody's sick up here. But they won't go outside because they're terrified. And I had a lady today, a neighbor, who looked across the street and there were some children playing in a front yard. And she was horrified. There were like four or five children playing together in a front yard across the street. And she was, I thought she was pretending to be horrified. Like she was being sarcastic or humorous. No, I realized after she went on, she means it. She was actually terrified. The children were playing in the grass across the street in a state where nobody's sick. There's no epidemic here. They just closed a business only a few blocks from me. 900 employees shut down because some puke called up the social justice warriors and said, I think people here have the coronavirus here. So they came out, they tested. Half the people did have the coronavirus. And nobody knew it because nobody's sick. And that's the way, that's what they're going to find out. That's Donald Trump is going to really feel like a chump when we find out that we all had coronavirus. Not all of us, but lots of us. Unfortunately, not enough to establish herd immunity. But we've had, many of you listening to my voice have contracted the coronavirus. You have recovered from it. You don't even know it. If the national testing thing goes through, I hope you find out that you, in fact, test positive for the antibodies. You had it all along. So the idea of sheltering in place was stupid. Locking the economy down was stupid. What should we do? Now, Peter Navarro, Stephen Miller, somebody. Oh, here's my plea to you out there in the audience. Please, somebody, would you call the show? Tell me, contact me, call me at home. Is there any major national figure, even one, who is saying what I'm saying? Is there one person out there with A, brains, B, balls? Is there anybody with that combination? I don't know of any. Even my favorite guy, Tucker Carlson, my favorite guy, Sean Hannity, they don't have enough of either of those things to say what's obvious here. They're hinting at it. They're dancing around it. They're mentioning Sweden. But they're not saying that what the president must do to survive, to win on November 3rd, he must end the lockdown immediately. There are only 6 months left. We cannot go out into June with 30 million unemployed people. Nobody can win the presidency with 30 million unemployed people. There's no way you can make that work. And Donald Trump will lose with women so big, you won't even believe it. The reaction of American women to 30 million breadwinners unemployed will be devastating. It doesn't matter that Donald Trump's not responsible for it. Donald Trump, the left loves the lockdown. Please, Mr. President, realize that the left loves something. There's probably, you probably don't want to go there. They love the lockdown. There's no way you can make this work. There's no way that you can rescue this lockdown. You must end it. You must get everybody working, everybody back on the job. And the children, you must get the children back in school or there will be no herd immunity. And the children are not damaged by the flu. No, doesn't somebody notice? Come on, Sean Hannity, you're smart. Tucker Carlson, you're smart. Don't you notice when somebody reports that one child died in a nation of 1 billion people, one child died? Doesn't that ding, 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 doesn't the bell go off in your head? There's no danger to children from this flu. None, zero, none. And if the left can find one kid who died, they will make it into a week-long special. They'll interview the mother and the aunt and the siblings. They'll make a sob story out of it. They think, find one child who died from the flu. But children, you know, children have died of measles and chicken pox and the mumps and you know, anything, you know, poison ivy. you know, tick bites, you know, anything, bicycle accidents. Children need to go back to school because that establishes herd immunity. It also gets America back to work. A huge percentage of Americans work in schools. So that has to happen. And we don't have to have like a freak out that, oh, somebody at a meat processing plant tested positive for the killer virus. Oh, my God, it's going to be in your hamburgers. Oh, my God. Oh, close down all the meat packing plants. We can't have any more. Oh, somebody picking lettuce tested positive for the. Oh, my God, we can't eat any salads. Oh, we can't travel. We can't get in a plane. We can't get in a boat. We can't eat food. We can't go outside. That's the insanity you've been led to believe by Debbie Birx, folks. Let me see if we... I'll tell you what I really think in just a moment in our last segment.
...tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company. And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly...
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yes, my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for forefathers' plan.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for...
Okay, folks, we're back. And I'm going to hit you. You know, this show is about what's wrong with this picture. What's wrong with this picture? I want to alert you to the fact that somebody is blanking you. Okay? Fill in the verb. Somebody is blanking you royally. Right? I'm going to give you some more data. And I've got Jim in New York there. Jim, let me just say hi to you. I'm just very briefly. Jim, what's on your mind?
Oh, yes, sir. I just wanted to chime in on, I'm in upstate New York, you know, feeling the ramifications of all this crap. You know, I'm a small business owner. My next door neighbor's a small business owner. And we're being devastated. There is, you know, delis that have been around for 50 years that are going out of business.
Do you agree with me, Jim? Let me ask you. Do you agree with me that the lockdown should be ended yesterday?
Absolutely, sir. But my thesis, whatever it is that it is contrived. You know.
Yes. Now I'm going to give some evidence, folks. Now, Jim, I know I'm not giving you a good chance to speak or expand upon your idea, but let me give you my expansion of your idea that it's contrived. With the last minutes that we've got here, Jim, you can listen in on this. I know you'll agree. Folks, be Sherlock Holmes and figure out what's wrong with this picture. Okay, now, we are told, right, by our media, these bullshitters, we are told that 195,000 people have died worldwide. We are told that 51,000 of them are Americans. So 1/4 of the fatalities are in our nation, which is the best fed, the healthiest, the best medical care country in the world. So somehow we're 1/24th of the world's population, but we have 1/4 of the fatalities. What's wrong with that picture, folks? Let me give you another thing.
But-
now, hang on, Jim. Get this. How many people have died in nations adjacent to China, which have frequent intercourse with China? Vietnam, 270. Philippines, 477. India, 780. Japan, 328. Pakistan, 253. And Taiwan, right off the coast of China. And it's all Chinese people. The total death toll in Taiwan, folks, explain this to me. And answer my question. Yes, this is contrived. Six people have died in Taiwan of the so-called coronavirus. Folks, I'm not buying that soap. Six people.
Right.
So,
believe me,
folks,
I went to college. I studied statistics. You can take that curve and you can make that curve go around the world. You know what I mean? It's all...
Here's what I'm saying, Jim. Here's what I'm saying. My thesis from day one. Jim, hang on. I apologize. Hang on, Jim. Only one of us can talk. My thesis, folks, is that we're being hosed. We're being hosed. And Mr. President, you are being hosed. You must end the lockdown or you're not going to get reelected. And then we're all going down the drain. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
And you can call back and talk more. You've always got a rain check on this show. We'll be back with 2 hours on Sunday. See you all then. So long.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Radical Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.